Peace be with you. Welcome to the Dean Show. If you have not subscribed, subscribe right now. My next guest grew up in Baltimore. She is a graduate student and pursuing her MBA. Her mother is a Baptist minister. She grew up in the Baptist church and was in a Christian sorority, thought Islam was of the devil. Then she started using her mind and came across a Muslim who corresponded with her, talked to her, and her heart just connected. And she's here on the Dean Show to tell us how she went from confusion to a way that's clear, straightforward, and is the way of Jesus. That's right, and all the prophets of God. So this incredible story with my next guest. Don't go anywhere. Exciting, exciting. We'll be right back.
This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show.
And welcome back to the Dean Show with our special guest, Bianca. Assalamu alaikum, Bianca. Peace be with you.
Alaikum assalam. How are you?
Thank you for being with us here on the Dean Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, I opened up the show and I talked about your mother. She's actually a Christian minister. You actually come from a Baptist Christian background. We're in a Christian sorority. And tell us and you're currently studying to get your MBA.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I'm 25. I live in Baltimore. As you said, I'm currently working on my MBA. Inshallah, I'll be finished by next year. I did grow up in a Christian family. We used to attend the Baptist church. Some of my family members still attend, some don't currently. I grew up going to church every Sunday. We didn't really go to Bible study, but we went to church every Sunday. Sometimes church would last 3-4 hours. And once I went to college, I decided that I wanted to figure out who God was on my own. And still just having that Christian background and not really knowing anything else besides that, I sought out God in the church. And also I joined a Christian sorority and I started learning more about my religion.
You had mentioned something about thanking the Creator who brought you out of discontent and confusion. What was this discontent and confusion that you were in before Islam?
I feel like I was at a point, once I started searching for God on my own, I felt like I came to a point where I hadn't found God. I had joined the church on my own, away from my family. I went to church every Sunday. I went to Bible study. I went to the meetings. And something just didn't feel right. And I started not going to church. I started staying home on Sundays, and I felt so bad. But it wasn't there. I didn't know what it was. I didn't understand. And then I met a Muslim about Islam, and I said, oh, well, that's your religion, and that's a whole different God, and that doesn't make any sense, and I'm a Christian. And I kept with my Christianity until one day it kind of clicked in my head, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. This is answering the questions that I've had all along. Let me figure out what this is.
What were some of these questions that you had?
I actually asked my mom one time, what is the Holy Spirit? Like, can you explain this to me? Whenever I went to church, I would always see people jump in and scream in, and they would say, oh, this is the Holy Spirit. This is how you worship and praise God. But I never felt inclined to jump and scream and fall out all over the place when I went to church. Not to say that that's wrong for anybody else, but for me, I never felt that. You know, it is a Holy Spirit. How do you know that it's not some other type of spirit that's causing you to jump and act this way? And those are some of the questions that I had.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that's one of the things, beautiful things about Islam, that it calls you to think. You know, it's not just about emotions and being full of some kind of spirit. And you actually an academic. I mean, you're someone who's pursuing a degree, an MBA. I mean, you're somebody who is using your intellect, your mind, what God gave you, and your common sense.
Right.
And did you find that Islam was connecting with what was in your innate nature and with your intellect?
Absolutely. For one, I think that Islam connected with me when I saw that it was so simple, it was so direct. You just connect with Creator and that's it. You don't have to hoop and holler. You don't have to make your prayer better than the next person's prayer because we're shown how we should pray. And to me, it just felt more authentic. Like God, I feel like God just he shows us how to worship him. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to try to figure out if my prayer was better than the next guy's prayer or anything like that. The first time that I actually went to a masjid, I was so nervous. I'm like, okay, well, what's going to happen in here? I don't know these people. I don't know where I'm going. Some sisters grabbed me. They said, come, we'll show you how to pray. I said, I don't know how to pray. They said, we'll show you. And when I put my head on the ground, I said, wow, this is amazing. I didn't know what I was feeling, but it just felt so amazing. And as I started reading the Quran, it just felt even more amazing. Like, there's an ayah in the Quran in Surah Al-Mulk, if I can read it. Is that okay?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, one of the translations says, do you see that if your streams were to become dry, then who can supply you with clear flowing water? And I said, wow, like, it absolutely blew my mind. That and all the other things that I've read and learned about that answered a lot of the questions that I had in Christianity, it blew my mind. It was amazing.
That's interesting. You said there's no hoop and holler.
Yeah.
It's pretty straightforward. Worship the Creator, not the creation. And when you put your head on the ground, I mean, you didn't do anything different than what Jesus did. I mean, it's quoted in the Gospel of Matthew that he went a little further, meaning referring to Jesus, and he fell on his face and he prayed to God. That's the God you're praying to.
Absolutely.
So do you find more and more? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying the prayer is still one of my favorite things because it feels so authentic. It's amazing. I can't describe it. And I think a lot, like you were saying, that he guided me to this path. Even when I had learned about Islam before, it still didn't connect with me. And I was still closing it off like, oh, this is not for me. This is strange. That's a different God. And so Allah kind of opened my heart up to it. And then I just saw how beautiful Islam really is.
Do you find, like most people do, who come, I mean, I've interviewed many scholars of the Bible, of Christianity, who the more they learned about Islam, the more they saw that this was the authentic, original message of all the messengers, that submission and surrender to the Creator, worshiping Him, doing His will on earth as it is in heaven, the same as you see in the Lord's Prayer, just worshiping God, no middleman, nobody in the middle between you and God, no saints, no idols, nothing, pure monotheism. And then all the other rituals that they grew up knowing about but not knowing how to implement, but are you starting to see, for instance, somebody now would look at you and you see Jesus' mother Mary. You cannot tell the color of her hair because she's wearing what you're wearing. So another tradition right there. I mean, are you seeing this the more and more you study Islam?
I'm learning more interesting things every day. I listen to your app actually when I'm at work. I listen to other teachers when I'm at work. And life actually is starting to make more sense then. And if I may mention, one of my friends asked me, if you become a Muslim, what do you think is going to be the hardest thing for you? And I actually told her covering my hair is going to be by far the hardest thing for me. And there were a lot of things to go along with that I'm not going to get into. And we have limited time, but once I converted, it took me a week before I started covering my hair. But once I covered my hair, I felt amazing. I felt beautiful. I felt respectable. And I didn't have to worry about, is my hair looking perfect today? Or is this person going to like my hair? Is this acceptable? And it's amazing all around. You find out more about yourself and about life as you go through Islam and more every day.
We're going to go take a break. We want to know about your parents' reaction. I mean, being from a really staunch Christian background, we have a lot more to talk about with Bianca here on the Dean Show. Don't go anywhere.
The question is about whether Muslims are or not good citizens. The Constitution defines what a good citizen is. In the preamble, it says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. To any Muslim that can say that is a good Muslim. And most Muslims can say that. Most Muslims will embrace that. Most Muslims are good Americans.
This is the Dean Show. Back here with Bianca on the Dean Show. So, Bianca, you made this very important decision. Now, before that, there's a lot of misinformation out there. And you had mentioned that you had, at one point, like most people, thought that Islam was of the devil?
Yes.
Tell us about this.
Well, growing up a Christian, you're, well, I'm not going to say you're, but I was taught that anything that's not Christianity is of the devil, is the devil trying to distract you, and things that you don't need to get into, things that you don't need to worry about. And I think the media played a pretty big part in what I thought about Islam. And I'm sure other people have seen things that can seem a little scary, a little confusing in the media. So again, just being taught to stay away from those types of things. And I thought it was of the devil if it wasn't Christianity.
How did your mother, now is it your mother or also your father who's a minister in the church?
Just my mother.
Just your mother. How did she respond? How did you tell her? Paint us the picture. How did you just come up to her and say, "I've accepted this"? How did you break into this conversation?
Well, I didn't tell her for 3 weeks after I converted, because first I was nervous, and then I felt like, okay, I just wasn't ready to have that type of conversation with her, because I knew where it could possibly go with her being a minister. After 3 weeks, I kept praying, said, Allah, please give me the strength and the courage to just tell her, because I don't want to have to keep hiding. When I walk out the house, I don't want to have to worry about wrapping my hair in the car. I want to be able to be myself. So I just went to her and I said, do you remember when I told you that I didn't fully believe in Christianity, or I didn't think it was the correct way? She said, yes. And I said, well, I'm not a Christian. And her mouth kind of dropped a little bit, and she's like, what do you mean? So what are you? And I said, I'm a Muslim. And she just stared at me, and I could tell that she wasn't ready to talk. So I left her alone, and a few hours later, she came to me and asked me, so what prompted you to make that decision? And I told her what it was, and she wasn't angry with me. She said, you know, I'm not going to put you out. You're grown. You can make that decision. I'm very disappointed, and I do not agree, but you're old enough to make your own decision.
There's a really unique and amazing story about a really just and fair Christian king, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when the Muslims were being persecuted, he sent them to Abyssinia. And there was this king there who he said, go and be with him to escape persecution. And he's a fair and just ruler. So at that time, the pagans came from Mecca. They tried to bring the Muslims back. And there was a court at that time. So the Christian King Najashi, because again, there was this negative propaganda against the Muslims. So he said, let me hear what you guys are about, this message. So they recited some Quran, they explained Islam, and he said, these two are from the same beams of light. And he accepted them in their kingdom. He was just and fair. Later, the more he learned about Islam, he saw that this was the exact same message that Jesus brought, that submission and surrender to the Creator, not the Creator. He accepted Islam. So I'm sure many people, when they start to really see the similarities and they see that this is, like you have seen, the original message of Jesus, because obviously many Christians also, they don't agree with this Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, but when you tell them only God, just one God, that's easy. A child can understand this.
Absolutely. I think that for some Christians, it's really hard to accept that the Bible and the Quran have a common source, because it's that little thing, the Jesus being God's son element, that makes it completely different. And I've even had a Christian come up to me when I was walking in the street and said, you're going to go to hell. And I said, well, why is that? And he says, because you don't believe Jesus is the Son of God. And I said, well, show me where Jesus said that he was the Son of God. And he couldn't show me. And he just kept going on and on about, you just have to have faith. And, you know, the things that a lot of your other Christians with them. And nobody can show me this proof yet. People want to hold so tightly to this belief. And after a while, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's powerful. When you ask people, I mean, sincerely, look, if I'm going to go to hell, based on what you're saying, provide the evidence. Where did this Jesus, who we love and revere, is one of the mightiest messengers of God, just like Abraham, Moses, and all the other messengers who brought the same message of Islam, submission to the Creator, not the creation. Where did he ever call people to worship himself as a God or a literal Son of God, or that he came to die for the sins of the world? It's nowhere. You have ambiguous statements that you can interpret that way, but clear, unambiguous, it's not there. Now, how about many people, they end up getting deterred from Islam because of all the negative hype, propaganda against Islam. Did this affect you And many people, they end up realizing if they investigate Islam that Islam is the truth, but they're not courageous enough because what are my parents going to say? What is my community going to say? So they cover it up and they walk away. You didn't do that, but did you have that trepidation in your heart now?
I think I have it now, and I had to pray a lot. I had to ask Allah to give me strength because, again, it took me a week before I even covered my hair after I converted. And I was nervous, like, even with my job, because when I came to my job, I was a Christian. And I didn't cover my hair, and I didn't dress a certain way. And now I'm coming in the middle of the week, and I'm covering my hair. And everybody's like, whoa, are you having a bad hair day? Whoa, I thought you just liked the style, and I have to explain to them, no, I'm a new Muslim. And I think that maybe the media, it did play a part at first, before I even knew anything about Islam. But once I started learning about it, it's like, you can't deny it. You just can't. If you sit and read the Quran, if you pray, even before you read the Quran, if you just pray, you cannot deny it at all. It's so amazing.
The main thing that we've seen is, and the most important thing, obviously, is just connecting that heart back to its maker. All of the injunctions that come now are just for our own benefit. Many people don't realize that everything that the Creator told us to do, it's good for us. And the things He told us to stay away from, it's harmful. There's great wisdom behind it. So Islam is not just a bunch of do's and don'ts, but the main thing is connecting to God alone, dialing up to the Creator alone, worshiping Him alone. And then you get to know your Maker, and then you just want to please Him. You want to do what He wants you to do, and then you get double benefit because now you get the benefit from all the good that He's told us to do. And this is so amazing. We're going to take a break and ask you some more questions when we come back. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
We'll be right back with more with this wonderful story here on The Dean Show. Don't go anywhere.
Islam says love all mankind. That's why we're sharing this message, because we want the best for you and we want the best for all mankind.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Dean Show. So tell us now. You meet a Muslim and he starts to, or the person starts to tell you a little bit about Islam. And what else was it? Did you watch some of it? How'd you find out about The Dean Show?
Well, actually, I started searching for Islam and just to gain more knowledge about it. And I came across The Dean Show on YouTube. And I just couldn't stop watching the episodes. It was interesting, like from the guests that you had on to the topics, it was just amazing, and I kept watching it, and I gained so much knowledge. It was actually one of the factors that helped aid me in my decision to convert to Islam. And like you said, I did meet a Muslim, and he started teaching me about Islam. And this is when I was still a Christian, but not really. And he asked me, okay, well, if you're a Christian, then explain to me the Trinity. And I did, and I thought I did a good job. And he said, now think about what you just said. Does that make any sense at all? And I said, actually, no, it doesn't make any sense at all. And he's like, okay, just do this. Read the Quran, learn about my religion. If my religion is better than yours, learn more, and then become Muslim. I said, okay, and I learned more about it, and here I am today.
Have you made that proposition to your mother to pick up the Quran and just read it for yourself, for herself, for people in general, anybody that's out there? Would you strongly recommend this?
I would strongly recommend it. I haven't recommended it to my mother. I'm not sure how she would take that. I think I'm kind of letting it ease over because she's still kind of upset about me being a Muslim in the first place. But I would definitely recommend that she read it or anybody else read it just for themselves and just learn. There's a lot of different ways that you can learn about it. You can listen to different apps. You can listen to different teachers. Listen to The Dean Show, and you'll learn so much. You'll learn so much.
Tell us, Bianca, you know that in the university, in this day and age, you know, people are just going away from religion. What advice, I mean, from your experiences, you're going towards the natural way, you know, the way that, because we know that the same way that the body needs nourishment, food and water, the soul needs that nourishment. It needs to be connected with its maker, and the side effect to it not is depression, drug abuse, and all the other pitfalls that people fall into. And you probably see this. You see a lot of people on antidepressants. Suicide is on the rise. And these are those direct side effects of not nourishing the soul. But a lot of times people don't even want to have that conversation, right? In that certain age bracket, people, they think we're going to live forever, just party and wait for the weekend. How did you not fall into that? Or get out of it if you were, or how did you not fall into it, stay in it, and get to where you are now, to even be thinking about more of something noble like this?
Well, it is a challenge, especially when you grow up around it. Here in the United States and in Baltimore, I live in a big city, and it is everywhere. You have friends, I have family members who go to clubs and who hang out and who drink, and they might not be, you know, they might not drink a lot, but even a little bit, and you can see the effects of it. And I think that it's just easy not to be religious or not to study or have faith. And it's fun for some people. It's fun to go out. It's fun to go dancing and drinking and hang with your friends and not worry about, oh, I need to pray, or oh, I need to read the Word of God, or even to think about God. It's easy not to. And for some people, it is fun. So it does happen. But like you said, we do need spiritual food. And once you start submitting to the Creator, you'll find that you have joy and peace and fulfillment even more and more and more the more that you get into it. And it'll help you to turn away from these things.
Yeah, definitely. Islam has the solution for all of these social ills, and it's sad to see. And we definitely, Islam, if you look at ISLAM, Islam says love all mankind. And that's why we're sharing, because we truly want the best for all of mankind. And we truly believe that, because this is from the Creator, that it resonates with what's innate in all of us. And anybody who gives Islam a fair shot, looks at it sincerely, won't reject it, as you didn't when it was brought to you. You were a sincere, true seeker, and here we are today on the Dean Show, sharing your story.
Absolutely, and I do think that Islam deserves a fair shot from everybody, Christian, Jew, atheist. And I was actually listening to a lecture the other day, and it was interesting that the teacher said that dua is prayer, supplication. Dua is proof that God exists for the atheists or for people who aren't sure if God exists. And that's because if anything happens to you, if you get in a serious situation where you're deeply afraid or you feel like you're going to die, anybody, help me. And that's for anybody. And that's proof that God exists. And the Quran is so much different from the Bible in the way that it's laid out, in the way that Allah speaks to you directly. And I just think it's so amazing that God in all of his glory sent us down the Quran and said, let me explain everything to you. Let me tell you how I made you. Let me tell you how I made the earth and all these things. Like, he doesn't have to do that at all. And it's so amazing. And for us not to read it and not to pay attention to it, who are we?
Yes, it's an amazing point. Many people now, they don't know that Jesus, he called on the Creator by the word Allah, because he didn't speak English. He spoke Aramaic, which is a sister language to Arabic. And you are just following that same tradition. Now, for the skeptics out there, they think, okay, she's been brainwashed, coerced somehow, and now she's going to end up joining some fanatical group, terrorism associated with Islam. You know, now she's subjugated. What do you have to say to them?
I say find out for yourself. You know, I can sit here and talk all day about my own experience, and people have talked to me about their own experience back when I was a Christian, and I didn't want to hear it. And I said, oh, whatever, that's you, that's your religion, this is not for me, you guys are weird. But I encourage people to find out for themselves. Read. Ask people, ask Muslims, ask them about their personal story, their personal struggles and their personal situations. And you'll find out. Pray. That's the first thing. You establish prayer. Just put your head to the ground. And like people always say, like you say, just ask the Creator to guide you. You don't have to give him a name. You don't have to say God or Yahweh or whoever you call upon. Just say, Creator, guide me. And that's all you have to do. And I actually wanted to show you this book that I found in the library. Can you see it?
Yes.
Can you read what it says?
Ghosts?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the natural history. Yes.
500 years of searching for proof. Allah told us what it is in the Quran. He said that he made jinn from a smokeless fire. They're sitting in a position where they can see us, but we can't see them. I just find it interesting that people are taking all this time to search for stuff that Allah already laid out for us in the Quran. So I just really encourage people to read it for themselves and find out on their own.
Yeah, instead of doing something like this, going all the way around the corner to search, scratch your head, or going around the world to find it, it's there. Ask, like you said, really basic. Ask the Creator alone to guide you. That's the first place to start. Really simple. Beautiful. Thank you so much for being with us here on the Dean Show. May God Almighty, the Creator, continue to bless you and to strengthen you and grant you Jannah, paradise. Thank you so much.
And you as well. Thank you.
Thank you. And that was Bianca here on the Dean Show with a fabulous story. And so many people are being just robbed and neglected from hearing about the truth. But you got to tune in today and you got to hear this wonderful story. So she went from being in a really staunch Baptist household, Christian household, to now being Muslim. And then when we say Muslim, remember, it's very important, these key points, that Jesus was a Muslim, because a Muslim is one who surrenders and submits to the Creator alone, worshiping God Almighty, the same God that Jesus worshiped. ABC, 1, 2, 3, really straightforward, because Jesus really, he was not a Christian, nor was Abraham or Moses. They were all ones who submitted themselves to God alone, to the Creator. They worship the Creator, not the creation. I'm talking very slow and explaining it because it's very simple and easy to understand. And you will find this message over and over in the Bible. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one, not three in one. Jesus, when he was approached, and he said, O good master, what good thing can I do that I may have eternal life? He said, why are you calling me good? There's only one good, and that's God. That's the Creator. And if you want to enter into eternal life, meaning paradise, keep the commandments. And this is what Muslims are doing. And one of those commandments you saw. But the main thing is, before we get into the do's and don'ts, which I had mentioned, these are things that the Creator prescribed because they're good for us. Laws are there in the society to protect society. And that's why God Almighty, he had revealed certain commandments to protect us and to benefit us. Things that can benefit us, he told us to do. And there's great wisdom in the things that the Creator has prescribed for us. And one of those things that have been prescribed is the modest dress. And you'll see this over and over mentioned also in the Bible. What we have left there of truth in it, you'll see the call to do what Bianca is doing, worshiping the Creator, not the creation. And nowhere did Jesus ever say to worship himself like she was asking. Nowhere. There's ambiguous statements, but clear, unequivocal. No. But you see the pure message of monotheism that Jesus called to. And then you see where, for instance, Jesus' mother Mary, what did she do? She wore hijab. Did Jesus, before he was born, did Jesus' mother worship him who was not even brought into this world yet? And then when he was a little baby, was she worshiping him as a god? No, she was worshiping the same God that our sister now is worshiping. Allah, Allaha in Aramaic, the sister language to Arabic. Now I'm going on, and because I want people to see the commonalities and to see the authentic, the pure message that Muslims are upon. And you'll see in 1 Corinthians, you'll see that it says that a woman who prays, prophesizes without her head covered, she might as well shave her head off. She dishonors her head. It's in the Bible. It's there. So bits and pieces of it are there, but it's been altered, it's been changed. And you will get that's why the Creator sent the Quran. Tamper-free, tamper-proof. And it is the verbatim word of God. And the final messenger of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And more people who are sincere truth seekers are seeing this. The message is resonating because it's straightforward, it's simple, it's based on logical proofs and evidences. And you can go ahead and learn more. Call us 1-800-662-ISLAM. But do what she had suggested you do. Real simple. Do what Jesus did. He didn't put no monkey in the middle. He didn't put anyone between him and God. He dialed up direct. Do that. Call on the Creator alone and ask for the guidance. Ask for the direction. Ask for the purpose of life from the one who made you, your maker. Straightforward, simple. Nothing esoteric, strange here, worshiping only one God, the Creator, not the creation. I keep mentioning it over and over because that's what Islam is all about. And if you can dig that, everything else will fall in place. If you can't even understand that, how are we going to help you understand anything else? Again, subscribe if you haven't already. call us, tune in every week to The Dean Show. Thank you. God bless you. We see you. Peace be with you.
Islam says love all mankind. That's why we're sharing this message, because we want the best for you and we want the best for all mankind.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.